So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding the Mishnah's halacha of ein mitzin lachilas peres ulishvach karkois menuchas mishabadim. If a person bought a field and it was later discovered that the meicher did not own it, but rather had stolen it, the nigzel reclaims his field with all the peres that the lekeach planted. The lekeach then collects from the meicher the money he paid for the sada, the peres, and the shvach, the improvements to the actual field. The Chacham, however, initiated that only the money for the field may be collected from the meicher's nechasim mishabadim. However, the peres and shvach may not be collected from nechasim mishabadim, only from nechasim necharin. Ula Amr Shlakish says the reason is lafisha in kesuvin, as Rashi explains. A malva can collect from mishabadim only if the loan was recorded in a shtar, because the islay kala, the loan becomes publicly known, and a potential buyer is aware of the possibility that the malva might later confiscate the leiva's field. However, a malva does not collect from mishabadim if the loan was not recorded in a shtar, because leslay kala, the loan is not known, and a potential lekeach is not aware that the malva might confiscate his field. Therefore, regarding peres v'shvach, even if they were written into the shtar, leslay kala, they're not known because they were not yet in existence when the shtar was written. Reb Chanina says the reason is lafisha in kitzuvin. A malva collects from mishabadim only if the loan is a fixed amount, and the lekuches can protect themselves by ensuring that after their purchase, the leiva still owns enough karka equivalent to the chayv. However, regarding the claims of peres v'shvach and mezainis, they do not have a fixed amount, and the buyers cannot protect themselves against it. The Gemara now asks, according to Reb Chanina, kitzuvin v'kesuvin bayi, does he hold that a malva collects from mishabadim only if the chayv was both a fixed amount and recorded in the shtar, and therefore milva alpel legavim mishabdi, a verbal loan cannot be collected from mishabadim? Or he holds kitzuvin va'afa pisha enin kitzuvin, a malva collects from mishabadim if the chayv was a fixed amount, even though it was not recorded in the shtar, and therefore milva alpel legavim mishabdi. The Gemara attempts to bring proof from a braisa, but the question remains unresolved. The Gemara concludes that their machlekes is actually machlekes tanoim, and there are three opinions. In one brayse regarding ein mitzin lachilas peres ulashvach karkois v'chulu min nechasim mishabadim, the Tanakhama says like Ula that the tekana was lafisha in kisuvin, while Rabbi Yosi says like Reb Chanina that the tekana was lafisha in kitzuvin. And in another brayse, Reb Nosson says emasai bezman shekadem mikre shal shein l'shivchay shal rishain. The lekeach cannot confiscate the meicher's mishabadim for shvach only if its sale preceded the shevach of the lekeach in the stolen field. Avol kodem shivchei shel rishon lemeicher shel sheni gavim nechasim mishabadim. But the lekeach can confiscate the mishabadim for the shevach if the shvach of the lekeach preceded the sale of the mishabadim, even though the shvach was neither kesuvin nor ketsuvin, because as Rashi explains, mishahishbicha hakol yoidim shabachrayis macholai. Once the shvach becomes existent, all know that it was included in the shtar, and therefore a potential buyer is aware of the possibility that the lekeach might later confiscate the meicher's field for the shvach. The Mishnah concludes, v'hamaytze mitziya lo yishava m'mnei tikuna oilam. If a person returns a lost item and the owner claims that he did not return all of it, the Chacham initiated that the finder is not required to make a shvua, so the people should not refrain from returning a lost item. The Gemara, however, mentions a braisa in which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees and holds that a meishav aveda is required to make a shvua. These are the general rulings regarding the shvua of a halva. Kofer hakoil pata mishvua. If a malva demands payment of a loan and the leiva denies the claim entirely, midaraisa he's not required to make a shvua and he's pata from paying because a mitzvah mechaber olav haraya. However, midrabanan he must take an oath referred to as a shvuas heses. If the leiva admits to part of the claim, he must make a shvua midaraisa that he does not owe the rest. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that there are times when one is mechuyev shvui even through his own claim. Ketzad, mano la avicha biyadi v'chaltim pras harizin nishba, as in the case of a leiva who tells someone, I borrowed a sum of money from your father, but I already made a partial payment. He is mechuyev shvua as a moed b'miktzis, even through his own claim. V'chacham aymim, ina ila kemesh v'aveda upater. V'chacham disagree, and say that he does not make a shvua al tainas atzmai, and is considered like someone who is returning a lost item, in which he is pater mishvua. Apparently, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that even a meshav aveda is mechuyev b'shvua, as a moed b'miktzis, while the Chacham concur with our Mishnah, that a meshav aveda is pater mishvua, even if he is moed b'miktzis. The Gemara goes on to explain that the Machlekes is based on the reasoning for Shvuas Moedim Mikzus. As Rabbi explains, Chazaka ain't other maze panabef nebal chayvar. There is an assumption that a leiva does not have the audacity to make a completely false denial in the presence of the malva. Therefore, a kaifer hakoil is considered a truthful denial and is part of Mishvua. However, sometimes, when he indeed owes the money, but he cannot repay the entire loan, he only admits to part of it, kihecha delishtametli, to evade the malva and gain some time. Vesava adahavali zuzu peranle. He figures that when he will have money, he'll repay the rest. Therefore, achmona amar rami shvuala, kihecha deloy delibakule. The Torah obligates the labor to make an oath which compels him to admit the entire amount. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Loishna boi, Loishna bebnoi, Enoi meiz, Vehilkach lav meshava vedahavam. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Chazaka ein od meiz panav applies to both the Malva and his son, who inherits the loan. Therefore, he's not considered a meshava veda, and Shvuas Moedim Mikzus applies. Rabbanan Savri, boi hu de Enoi meiz, Ava bebnoi meiz, Umedeloi heiz, meshava vedahavam. Rabban disagree and say that Chazaka in the Meiz Panav applies only to the Malva, but does not apply to his son, because the son is not completely certain about his father's affairs. Therefore, since the Leiva would have no problem denying it, he is considered a Meshav Aveda, and Shvuas Moedim Mikzus does not apply. So too in the case of a regular Meshav Aveda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the finder is Enoi Meiz. Therefore, there is no exemption of Meshav Aveda, and he is Mechuyev B'Shvua. The Chacham of our Mishnah hold that the finder can be Meiz. Therefore, there is an exemption of Meshav Aveda, and he is Pata Mishvua. The Gemara earlier mentions Rabbi Yitzchak, who concurs with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that a Meshav Aveda is Mechuyev Shvua as a Moedim Mikzus, and states the following: Shnei Kisin Kishurin Metzasali, V'halo Oimer Loi Metzasi Le'echad Nishba. If the owner claims that you found my two pouches that were tied to each other, while the finder claims that he found only one pouch, in this case, he's Mechuyev B'Shvua, because kisun le'manatchi ma'adadi, the pouches do not separate by themselves, and the owner does have a tainus bari, a valid claim. However, shnei shavarim kishurin matzasali, v'halo emer lohoye el echad, eino nishba. If the owner claims you found my two oxen that were tied to each other, while the finder claims that he found only one ox, he's not mechuyev b'shvua, because shavarim menatchi ma'adadi, the oxen do separate by themselves, and the owner merely has a tainus shema. However, shnei shavarin kishurin matzasa v'halo emer matzasi v'chzarti loch echad mehen hareza nishba. If the finder admits that he found two oxen, but claims that he already returned one, he's mechuyev shvua because the owner is considered to have a tainus bari, because the finder admitted that he found two oxen.